Now, we're going to check back in with the voter I spoke with on Friday, Constance Griffin, who lives near Nashville. She was undecided going into the last weekend. She said she kept flipping back and forth from preferring McCain to preferring Obama to preferring McCain. Constance Griffin, when did you finally decide, and how'd you vote?
Well, I decided yesterday afternoon, and I voted for McCain.
What did it for you?
Foreign policy.
What in particular?
How he wants to handle the situation in the Mideast. I really hadn't heard a lot about it. It is a strong concern. I have loved ones in Iraq that have served in Iraq, and they've already gotten their deployment orders for their third tours. Mm-hmm. And Barack Obama really just, to me, didn't have a realistic viewpoint. He wants to sit down, and he wants to talk with, Iran and Syria, and everything's going to be friendly and happy, and that's not realistic in my view. It's just not.
Well, in the end, you voted for the candidate who carried your state, Tennessee, John McCain, but not for the candidate who won the election.
No.
What was it like watching the returns last night?
Well, I knew when I went in to vote. Realistically, I was casting a vote for the losing candidate.
Just from following the polls and
what? Following the polls and just, I just knew. I mean, you know. And it's now we go forward. Now it's done. There's a sense of relief.
Well, and thanks a lot for talking with us about how you made up your mind.
Well, you're very welcome.
It's Constance Griffin speaking to us from Nashville, Tennessee. She was undecided until yesterday afternoon, and in the end voted for John McCain.